This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Birdman.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The monster that was shot all in one take.
Or made to look like it.
Well, I know. I know.
Okay. Okay. It's really interesting to look at how that movie was made, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. I also know that. I gotcha. Gary, I agree.
Just don't be so dismissive.
Stop dismissing Birdman.
So this is Aptiscus avahomo, and these are awakened bats.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah,
little. They're called birdmen. They're nothing like birds nor men. I don't know why they're called such. they're not huge or anything. Like, they're with wings and stuff. They're about a torso.
Right.
You know, so pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, you know, nasty bats who, in addition to kind of having super bat senses, they also can shoot sound like Banshee from the X-Men.
Yes. So as they're like doing echolocation, specifically creatures or demi-humans, is that the right word for Shadowrun?
Yes.
Meta-humans. Yeah, like meta-humans with acute hearing, like they'll be blasted by the ultrasonic kind of like sonar.
Yeah.
Sonar bloops.
Other than that, though, like, if they're just on their own, they're just kind of curious bros. Like, remember those bats that used to hang out when the bard would hang out, play music around the fire, and those bats would come?
Those are like frisbees, they're like the crazy floating discs.
Yeah, these guys are kind of like that. Like, they're just curious.
Yeah,
you know, so if you're hanging out making camp, they just kind of circle around and check it out.
Yeah, like the primary text here says, oh, they mostly just like feed on fruit. If they're curious, they're going to circle overhead, which is a problem because people misinterpret that.
Yeah.
Know, like that.
Because it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you start a fire and these bats the size of a human torso.
Yeah.
Are circling around. Like, well, that doesn't seem good.
Like a 2 meter wingspan. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, wait, you know, I don't know what that means, but it can't be like good luck, you know? Yeah, it is. Their sonic squeals that they make hurt, you know, animals and metahuman stuff, specifically dogs, which are driven into a frenzy by this thing, which I love that too. Like, there's a cool hook.
Yeah.
You know, you have these things take up nests, you know, near somebody's house. Their dog is acting really, really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in like a dog whisperer. They bring in like a Jackson Galaxy, you know, but the dog equivalent.
This is Cesar Romero.
Yeah. Cesar Romero. Not the guy who played the Joker in the old Batman things. Come on. But they bring him in and he goes off to explore and ends up dying, you know, so you get hired to go check that out. And there's a whole, you know, cave system or something with these things.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just they just took up habitation. Cesar Milan. There we go.
Yeah. There we go. I like the shadow talk for this section.
It's
as well.
Very good because it is of the stripe that like, oh, these things are actually like more dangerous than you would imagine.
Well, and just it implies this like greater world. Like, somebody's like, hey, let's say somebody who isn't me has to go into one like a corporation that uses these things as security.
Yeah.
Which is cool anyway. Yeah. You know, that's cool to train this like these gigantic bats that scream you to death.
Yeah.
And security. And some people give him hints, and then somebody just being like, if it's the place I'm thinking of, like, that, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, like not just because of the bats, but like, you know, you're gonna run into some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. And so they say like, all right, well, you know, I'll let you know how it goes. You know, I need to stay away from flocks bigger than 20. I'll be back here in a week. And then the last the last entries are just the person expressing concern saying like, hey, Tanis.
Yeah.
And then a week later, Tanis, like, yeah, that dude's totally dead or captured.
The guy got killed by the bats.
Yeah.
I also like that when they bite you, they give you malaria, and then we get to this awesome description of malaria in Shadowrun terms, which it does 4L3 damage, which I kind of remember second edition damage, but it's not that much. It's being 24 hours and you get cramps, blurred vision, and profuse sweating.
But sounds so shitty.
It sounds like it should include diarrhea.
Yeah.
Specifically.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. It sounds like you might get a case of agropelter ass.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.